From KXCI in Tucson, you are listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. This project was formed in early April to better connect our community with each other in this time of social distance, quarantine, and staying at home. Sometimes this social distance thing feels like we're all floating alone in space. So it feels good to connect and hear how everyone is doing. This week, more folks from our community submitted captain's logs. You can submit a captain's log too. Just email amya@kxci.org and I'll send you instructions. It's really easy, I promise, and we would love to hear from you. Quarantine, the current situation. These are the stories of our community, its continuing mission to stay well and stay safe, to seek out a meaningful life in temporary isolation from one another, to boldly take measures to keep our community safe. Here are more stories from people in our community, an ever-expanding collection of captain's logs.
Captain's Log. I'm T.G. Lafredo. It's June 18th, 0300 hours, and I'm checking in from Black Mountain, overlooking Las Vegas. It's been 2 months since my last transmission. In it, I described the anxiety I felt as my wife, a pediatrician, went to the hospital each day. She had to face COVID-19 while I sat at home, working on radio programs in my underwear. In the time since, two members of my wife's staff contracted the virus. They were out for 2 weeks, both recovered. My wife has stayed healthy. She wears masks and eye protection all day at work. She's given up her usual wardrobe in favor of scrubs. Every evening she comes home, drops them straight in the washer, and goes for a hot shower. Meanwhile, Las Vegas is open for business again. The casinos reopened a couple of weeks ago at midnight. I went out for a ride and saw people waiting in long lines, just dying to get in and throw the dice. On that note, here's a quick check of this week's headlines. Masks remain optional for casino guests. Most city pools reopen to public. Clark County records largest single-day increase in COVID-19 cases. I hate to think we have to choose between health and commerce, but that's what we've done. I get it, we can't stay locked inside forever, but this virus has not gone away. It's still here, it's still spreading. I was thinking of a new slogan for our town. Las Vegas, gamble with your life. Am I being melodramatic? Yeah, maybe. But while others are resuming their usual rites of summer, I am only getting weirder. more nocturnal, more reclusive. I have a few acquaintances who are trying to coax me out. Hey, they say, everything is open, come out of the cave. I'm not doing it. I'm an asthmatic, and while I'm in good health otherwise, I have a lengthy history of asthmatic bronchitis and pneumonia. In my last bout of pneumonia, I coughed so hard I broke a rib. I kept coughing for days after, and each time I could feel my broken rib clicking in my side. I don't want to fight this virus. COVID-19 has claimed so many lives, and I've noticed that we find ways to dismiss them. We say, well, she was pretty old, or he was only 41, but he did have other medical issues. Yeah, stick around long enough and you'll have other medical issues too. That doesn't mean you're ready to check out. How long will this last? When will I return to civilized society? Will I ever wear pants again? I don't know. I don't have these answers.
This is Space Cadet Bridget Thumb with an update from her secluded cabin in downtown Tucson, Arizona. Captain's log, June 17th, 2020. I'm awaiting orders from my KXCI teammates to help complete our programming projects for the week. We're ahead of schedule and looking really good. Some of us have had to continue working, and my heart goes out to them. Some of us left work only to return, to be called back to work, and my heart goes out to them too. One of them is my husband, who is working at the library. It's sad not to hear his TV soap operas in the background when I'm working. Some days I have had the experience of what seemed to be zero energy. You have good days and bad days, and some days are both. So it's never too late to turn your day around if it does start to go into the sad despair zone that is so present. I think about how social media has formed an addiction to anger. There's a lot of people who are subconsciously addicted to getting angry and scrolling on your social media feeds. There's a lot of reasons to be angry. We've been talking about waking up for a while. Well, this is what that looks like. This is a lot of people in isolation having these moments of complete clarity, having moments where they realize it is time for a change. And that's one of the things that gives me so much hope right now, is the thought that we are collectively evolving in a spiritual way, where we are more and more embracing how good it is to be loved and how good it is to love. Definitely been trying to stay in touch with my friends and family and fellow KXCI volunteers. And I just want to do a shout out to everyone that, you know, if you ever want to talk, you know how to get a hold of me. Bridget@kxci.org. If you want to email me a song request, because that's the way this is. We're better together. And I want to know what you want to hear, of course. So let me know. Bridget@kxci.org. And yeah, together we're going to get through all of this. We're in it, but we're moving forward now. Things are getting better. They really are. We just have to watch and support and love each other. Just be kind. Wash your hands. Be safe. And be well. And stay tuned, because there's more logs coming up. And why don't you submit a log? You've been thinking about doing it. You should do it today. It's easy. Okay. Over and out. This is The Bridge. Bridget Thumb.
This is Greta, Captain's Log, Stardate 61620. Week 14 of sheltering in place with some cheating. My home is Tucson, but being heat-averse, I transported in a mostly sealed, ground-based environment to the northwestern quadrant of the country. I'm fortunate to be retired and have been able to rejuvenate by hiking in the desert in the spring and now in the deep green forest. Physical distancing is easy, as there's hardly anyone around. Social connecting is easy with a variety of online tools, but this ease somehow succeeds to amplify the void, the close physical presence that we're all missing, especially those of us who live solo. I help a weekly team to eradicate invasive forest species. We deem this to be essential work. Mostly, though, I'm riveted to the news of upheaval and social change and doing my part as a stay-at-home activist. I stream music from KXCI and films from The Loft. I've not yet figured out how to stream street tacos from SACE. I'm entering a lot of online art shows and procrastinating updating my website. I'm sick of my own cooking, but happy to have fresh strawberries and clams. I have so far successfully avoided the pandemic baking trend and am able to report no weight gain, thank goodness, but pie season looms. I just found out that I have a grandpuppy, and I'm sad that by the time I meet him, he will likely be a dog. I'm spending a lot of time contemplating personal objects and the stories they tell, and what to keep and what to jettison. On sunny days, I'm hopeful. On dark, rainy days, I despair. I'm so grateful for the people who have been working to keep essential services available, who are keeping music and art alive, and who are working on solutions to move this starship forward in a healthy way.
From KXCI in Tucson, this is the Captain's Log Project, where we ask our community to share how they are doing in this time of social distancing.
Captain's Log, Stardate 3.14159. Ship's Baker, callsign Monk. We have been in the depths of space, quarantined for 115 solar cycles. We have encountered life on planet 520 in the AZ system. Although contact is restricted, the community is lacking gluten, glucose, and gliadin. By producing an endothermic reaction, I have replicated an old Earth comfort food called pie. Upon delivering, the energetic response has been positive. The community is uniquely able to telepathically share their love. Currently, contact will remain restricted until safe. Once safe, and only then, will contact be made.
This is Hana Yun, Captain's Log, Stardate June 15th, 2020. I've been in quarantine since March 18th. My dreams have been wild. They were wild before, but they are especially wild now. In one dream, I wore a tiny hat in lieu of a mask, and not only did it protect me from COVID-19, but it also prevented hangovers. In another dream, a mean old lady put a baby kitten in my mailbox. Not sure what that one means, but checking the mail has been a new surprising highlight of my quarantine days. I'm especially surprised when I get a bill in the mail. No baby kittens yet. I've been following the news and social media closely, maybe too much, maybe not enough. Still, I lean into the discomfort. I'm not sure how many more glowing screens I can stare into. I hope someone smart out there is working on a new anxiety-inducing, glowing vessel for society to get addicted to. I fantasize about all the folks I'll argue with on a platform that hasn't been invented yet. Like Nietzsche said, when you gaze into the abyss also gazes back into you. I wake up early and take my dog for long walks on the river path. I've begun recognizing bird calls. As a musician, it's opened up a new world of sound for me, like hearing Mozart for the first time. I recognize the quail's hello-like greeting as I pass the same dead mesquite tree it perches on. I recognize the computerized clicking of the hummingbird as it sips from a cholla bloom. I know the clacking of the grackle and the coo of the desert dove. I wonder if I'd recognize the calls birds make when they're in distress. Maybe it's an absence of a call, just silence, muted by fear, which is somehow scarier, more heartbreaking. In truth, bird alarms warn the other animals of incoming danger. I'm haunted by my own silence. I especially recognize the sound my phone makes as it vibrates in my pocket. I open it to read. Another one, and another one, and somehow, strangely, another still. Strange fruit. I look up and see the mountain on fire. The birds are all quiet. I'm indebted to the singing birds of the Black community. I wouldn't be a musician if it weren't for Billy or Nina or Otis or James. Mississippi Goddamn on repeat, again and again. I've been writing and recording a lot during quarantine. I recorded this track, Running, with my brother, Daniel. He lives in Virginia, and so we sent each other the files back and forth while he mixed them on his end. I wrote this song about that old tired game of when you're dating someone new and have to pretend you don't care. Whoever cares the least wins. What, I'm not sure. It's such a weird time to release this song when so many of us are craving connection. That said, I think it's a great little quarantine summer banger. It captures the feeling of living in a manufactured reality one creates in the microcosm of casual romance. Maybe it's sort of a final battle cry of things we need to leave behind in the old world we escape from. Or maybe it's just a fun little tune to forget about the world we live in now. Either way, it's been a blessing and a privilege to find creativity in a world on fire. I owe it to the birds.
I played this game before.
From KXCI in Tucson, you've been listening to the Captain's Log Project, where we ask our community to share how they are doing in this time of social distancing. I'm Amy A. Thank you for joining me. Tonight we heard check-in logs from returning loggers T.G. Lafredo and KXCI DJ Bridget Thumb. We also heard from listeners Greta and Matthew, a.k.a. Monk, and one from local musician Hannah Yoon. Sending good thoughts your way, T.G., Bridget, Greta, Monk, and Hannah. As for music played today, you just heard Hannah Yoon's new single, Running, which you can find on Bandcamp, as well as songs from Deaf Center, Chihe Hatakayama, Moby, and behind me right now is music from Juliana Barwick. You can find our complete playlist at kxci.org. If you would like to join our crew here on the Captain's Log Project, email me at amya@kxci.org and check out our new Facebook page to get show updates each week, submit a log, and possibly get some nerdy Star Trek info to cheer up your day. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. I'm Amy A, signing off for this week, reminding you to wear a mask, and wear a mask. Take care.
Live long and prosper.